Many of them getting on in life, you know, related their experiences that morning in Carrick and Shannon about how some of them had no respite for the past 7-8 years. Some of them get a night maybe 3 times a year, you know, and really that issue has to be dealt with everywhere in the country. But and I do want to commend Minister Abbott, who she gave a commitment that morning that she would ensure that there would be a respite house and a residential facility built in Carrick and Shannon, and that planning permission will be in hopefully before Christmas for that, and also that Clonmahon in Sligo, which is at present a residential service, being decongregated, 2 large bungalows there, kitted out, HICWA-approved, that they can now be used hopefully from Christmas on for respite services. So that's progress been made. But it's progress coming from a very low standard, and that's the issue we've got. At the moment, for the vast majority of people in County Leitrim, or indeed in Sligo, there's really only the one place, and that's in Tullahan, which is a private company that provides respite services there. It's completely overwhelmed and cannot cope with the numbers that are seeking respite services. And that's the situation everywhere in the country. I also read yesterday, it's in Tullahan and County Leitrim. The other issue, and spoke to a man yesterday who related the experience of a man whose wife has got early set dementia, and the woman is only in her 50s, and he's trying to care for her at home, and the respite, he had to give up work. He's with her 24/7, and it is just a nightmare for that particular man, and he has no services whatsoever, no respite being provided, nothing been done, and despite continuous representations been made around this. So I think, you know, the real recognition needs to be here that it's not just about getting an audit done for it, because audits can take years. We need action.